produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
First up today, it's news from Normal. In our news today, we have two special News Point interviews about San Diego County's announcement of their intent to appeal last week's Superior Court ruling. The ruling rejected the lawsuit that challenged SB 420. First, we'll speak with William Dolphin, the spokesman for Americans for Safe Access. William, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
William, what's the reaction from Americans for Safe Access to this announcement to appeal?
You know, it's really hard to understand what they're thinking. I mean, they are getting advice from their attorney that they have a chance of prevailing on appeal, but our reading of it is that there's really little chance that they will succeed. So it would be a shame to think that it's really a delaying tactic. The appeal will likely take about a year to complete, and that's a year where they don't have to implement the ID card program.
And does the continuation of this lawsuit adversely affect patients in San Diego?
Well, it definitely does adversely affect patients because they are not going to be afforded the full protection of state law. The ID card provides protection from arrest and not just the affirmative defense that Prop 215 provides. It really is a shame. Beyond that, it's a shame for the citizens of San Diego because their supervisors are wasting their tax dollars on this effort, and they're also creating a problem for law enforcement. The ID cards are there in part to allow law enforcement to easily identify qualified patients, and it just makes their job harder.
William, all sides have said this case has national implications. With California, along with 10 other states, having medical marijuana laws, this has been the only legal challenge to any of them. In some ways, do patients groups welcome further clarification of all this?
It may well end up in the California Supreme Court, but originally the County of San Diego filed in federal court, and they were told, they had the wrong jurisdiction on the matter. So, the issue really is a question of sort of, parallel systems of government, and the ruling of the judge was clear enough that, California is under no obligation to make criminal the same behavior that the federal government considers to be criminal. So, basically the idea is that it's not so much that the laws are in conflict because California law is not about circumventing federal law. It merely is saying the state of California has made an exception for medical use, as have 10 other states, and that's well within the rights of the states to do so. If it weren't, we would have seen a challenge from the federal government directly to these state laws 10 years ago.
So there's never been a conflict enough in the laws for the federal government to bring their own case here, and San Diego County's been criticized by its own citizens for spending the time and money on this. Do you think there will be some local political reactions to continuing with this appeal?
Well, I think there may be real political ramifications for the officials who are taking this forward. I mean, San Diego voters, a majority of San Diego voters, were in favor of Prop 215 10 years ago, and support is only stronger down there now. So at some point, one would think that people are going to be good and fed up. I mean, we're already seeing editorials in the area condemning the the appeal of the decision.
William, the last time we spoke, we were discussing the California Highway Patrol case in which Americans for Safe Access received a monetary reimbursement for legal fees from the state of California in winning its case to stop the California Highway Patrol from taking patients' medicine during routine traffic stops. But with that statewide case with the California Highway Patrol turning out that way, do you think that individual counties will start normalizing their approach and following state law sometime soon?
Well, I think it has to. What California is really struggling with is a question of implementation. The voters are clear that patients should have safe and legal access to medical cannabis. The legislature has said so as well. But what we've got is a situation where the state has not provided much in the way of guidance to individual counties and communities as to how they are to go about implementing providing that safe and legal access. So that's put the burden on local communities to figure out how to do it, and we're seeing that struggle played out across the state. But the will of the people is clear on this matter, so inevitably we will get it resolved. And of course, if the federal government were merely to revise its position on the drug and recognize it as a commonly used medical therapy in the United States, we could have it handled as other drugs are.
William Dolphin is spokesman for Americans for Safe Access. William, thanks again for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks again.
You can find ASA on the web at safeaccessnow.org. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. Also joining us today is San Francisco-based attorney Jeremy Blank. Jeremy is representing Normal's San Diego affiliate in this case. Jeremy, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
My pleasure, Chris.
Well, Jeremy, the San Diego Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 Tuesday to appeal the Superior Court ruling from last week. First, were you surprised by their decision to appeal?
Not at all. I'm not surprised. It's been clear to us all along that San Diego just doesn't want to comply with this law, and they're opposed to medical marijuana. They're opposed to the Medical Marijuana Program Act, and I think they may take this all the way.
The chair of the San Diego Board of Supervisors, Mr. Horn, said to the media that they didn't get what they needed from this judge. Is this a conflict with this particular judge or the ruling overall?
Well, the party line from Bill Horn and from San Diego all along is that they've just wanted clarification about the law, that they need to be reassured that they wouldn't be violating federal law, that they need to tell their police officers, what they need to do to comply with the law. And they just needed clarification from the judicial branch. Well, they've gotten clarification. They lost, and I think it's quite clear that they didn't like the clarification that they got. Their opposition and their participation in this lawsuit and their opposition to the medical marijuana is based on political considerations, not legal considerations. All of the members of the San Diego Board of Supervisors, to my understanding, opposed the Prop 215 when it passed in 1996, and now they've mounted this kind of quixotic campaign to do away with the will of the legislature and the will of the voters. I think the citizens of San Diego shouldn't stand for that. It's a waste of their money. It's a waste of their efforts.
Superior Court Judge Nevitt said in his ruling that in some cases state law can be supreme over federal law. Jeremy, is this something that comes up often in the American legal process?
Well, it's not a common problem. I mean, the federal government is only acts where it has power to act, and all other powers are reserved to the state. And Judge Nevitt's ruling merely says that this is one of the areas where the state has discretion to legislate.
And when we talk about the conflict between state and federal law, everyone's saying this case could have national implications for medical marijuana. But in some ways, could medical marijuana laws benefit from this appeal?
Well, I think it would. I think, obviously, we think our legal position on this issue is correct. It's the right one, that the federal government has quite explicitly allowed states to, act to protect their own interest, use their own judgment, and serve as a laboratory for whether or not particular statutory schemes work or don't work. I think it's very clear that the medical marijuana laws in California are working, and I think it's the fact that they are working that is starting to engender this kind of legislation, because since people opposed to the law have lost in the legislature, have lost amongst the voters, the support for medical marijuana remains very high in California and many other places nationwide. And opponents are now starting to look toward the judicial branch as the vehicle through which they're going to try to invalidate these laws.
Jeremy, last time we spoke, we discussed how Normal's San Diego chapter was tangled into this lawsuit by simply requesting the county to follow state law and then having the county turn around and sue them. Is San Diego Normal now also ensnared in the appeal?
I think we're ensnared in this case. We were involuntarily brought into this case. We won, and I think we're going to be involuntarily taken up on appeal. This raises the interesting question of whether or not San Diego County is going to be footing our attorney's fees, and I believe at this stage they are. You know, they have bought this litigation for themselves. They're spending their resources on their own attorneys, and now they're going to be spending their resources on our side's attorneys.
And how does that process of who covers the legal fees involved work there in California?
Well, the California's private attorney general statute allows for private citizens, either as plaintiffs or defendants, when it's a matter of state law, a matter in the public interest. It would be certainly unfair if the county sued San Diego Normal, which of course has no power to validate, invalidate, or change state law, in a suit for declaratory judgment under state law, then stuck us with the attorney's fees. It's just unfair. The legislature realizes it's unfair. So I think they are certainly on the hook for attorney's fees and costs in the trial proceeding. I assume that we will, we plan on bringing a motion for attorney's fees shortly, and I assume that the county will appeal the grant of attorney's fees, assuming the trial court grants it. But you know, given the fact that we were brought into the suit involuntarily in a dispute between the county and the voters and legislature of the state, I think it would be entirely appropriate for the trial court to award us fees and costs.
That's a rather unique system in place there in California.
The purpose for it, I think, is to encourage suits by private citizens over legitimate interpretations of state law when the state's position or the municipality's position happens to be wrong. And also to prevent what San Diego County has done here, which is bring an organization into a lawsuit, really merely for the purposes of harassing them and chilling their right to petition the government. There's got to be some sort of recourse for that, and I think San Diego County is going to soon pay the costs of their position in the matter.
And do you think this lawsuit will spur others regarding medical marijuana laws and procedure in California?
I don't think it will. I don't think the county's position is correct. It's certainly not being vindicated by Judge Nevitt. So I don't think that's going to encourage anybody else to file suits like this. But you know, they're consequences of our democracy is that people who are opposed to laws get to challenge them.
Jeremy, I want to thank you again for joining us here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your support.
We've been speaking with San Francisco-based attorney Jeremy Blank, who's representing Normal's San Diego affiliate in the lawsuit. You can read the Superior Court ruling with a link we have at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. And make sure you do some holiday shopping on the normal.org website. There are bags, hats, t-shirts, mugs, lapel pins, and ashtrays. Buy them now and give them away to your friends and family and help support marijuana law reform in 2007. New York City played host to the 6th annual High Times Stony Awards on October 28th. Well, next up, we got some audio from that event. Here's author and Normal Advisory Board Chairwoman Ann Dryan and Normal's Executive Director Alan St. Pierre on stage at the Stony Awards.
To present the last two awards, please welcome the Executive Director of Normal, Alan St. Pierre, and a member of the Normal Board of Directors and wife of the late Carl Sagan, Ann Dryan. Let's hear it for him. Hey, thank you, Doug. Doug's a great Normal supporter. He's not only an activist, but he's a comedian, too. We love Doug. My name is Alan St. Pierre. I'm, much to my mother's chagrin, the director of Normal. And Normal is the only nonprofit group trying to change marijuana laws that wants to put itself out of business. Absolutely. If you're not a member of Normal, please get involved. Doesn't matter what group. It really doesn't. We're here to thank Normal. We're here to thank High Times tonight for all the years. 31 years of support. High Times is the biggest supporter of Normal, bar none. So we want to thank everybody for what they do. High Times is the ultimate combination of commerce and entertainment, and that's what we're here to celebrate here tonight. Absolutely. So I want to introduce the chairwoman of the Normal Foundation, one of the biggest fundraisers, one of the most important people in marijuana law reform today, the wife of Carl Sagan, and later tonight, along with some other special guests, one of the most important women, most importantly. We're too white. We're too male, right? We're too white and we're too fucking male. I want to introduce Anne Drian, a accomplished author, a producer, and one of the greatest supporters Normal and marijuana law reform has ever had.
We're working with people who are not afraid to be what they are. And let me tell you, if you've ever had great sex when you've been smoking pot, or you've ever had, you listen to music, and the music has taken you to places you've never been before because you were smoking pot, then you have to join us at Normal. Because every 40 seconds, some poor pot smoker gets busted and gets arrested. We had 700,000 people incarcerated for no crime at all. And you know what's pathetic? Is that we let them do this to us, and we've been letting them do this to us for 35 years. So please, I beg you, pay your dues to Normal. Join us, and we can really, in our lifetime, we can make it so that that people can get high in peace, and that everybody knows that that getting high is a human right. Woo!
Smoky closets. Anne is leading the way. We're here again to celebrate culture and commerce.
And it's been a little bit since we've had some Herbal Nation. They were on stage at the Stony Awards as well. So here's some 21st century funk from Herbal Nation. We have links to their CDs at normalaudiostash.com.
Welcome to 42nd Street in Manhattan, New York City. Herbal Nation! We'll be right back.
you got the funk.
Sativa, that chick is the name, verbally hurting the game.
Sativa,
up for Herbal Nation.
That was Herbal Nation. They were on stage at the Stony Awards this year. We have links to them at normalaudiostash.com. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. If you listen to the Audio Stash, cast your vote at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.